happen in this community, either in its formulation or just people that pass through over time?
Well, I am not an Avon Lake or native myself. I've been here about 12 and a half years. But every community I come to, I want to learn these stories. And so thanks to a lot of the people I've met while I've been here, I did learn these stories. And thanks to a lot of the research that they and me and many people have done. Avon Lake, I think one of the most unique things is how the building of an electric railway through our community in the 1890s is really what knit this from a few little villages and places on the lake to an actual city that it became later on. The electric railway made it possible to have they built a large power plant, which they also had a water plant as well for the community. And the industry didn't arrive till later, like the Fruhoff plant, which is today the Ford plant, and some other things. But the power, the water, the people that started to live here, and the transportation that was easily available made this place much more easy to develop.
So the Ford plant, Ford was not the original inhabitant?
No, that wasn't until 1974. Before that, it was the Fruhoff Trailer Company. The plant was built after the Second World War and was the largest trailer factory in the world at one point.
Of course, the railroad is kind of, you know, the boundary of the community that comes through here, and that kind of, in some sense, also allows more industry to come through, or transportation, moving of people,
yes,
or things.
The Nickel Plate Railway, which is what divides Avon and Avon Lake. And yes, people get us confused all the time. It's like, here's the lake, here's the railway, here's the difference. But they spent many years around between 1910 and in that area arguing over where the boundaries should be, because they petitioned to secede from Avon Township, Avon Lake, and create their own village. And they argued and argued and eventually settled on the tracks. But even long after that, the Avon Lake feed mill was in Avon on the other side of the tracks. But that's because that's where the depot was. And yes, it did make things possible. It made it possible for grapes to move out of this region very easily, which is really where Thomas Folger, who built the Folger home, his thing was grapes. And Thomas Folger was also the mayor of Elyria in the early 1900s, and was running to be a mayor again when he died. So there's some Avon Lake facts
sure.
for you.
And of course, you got the lake too, which brings a lot into the community. And it was there for a lot of people who liked that, to be either as a resort of some sort or maybe some sort of special home.
Oh yes,
different from that.
It's very much a lot of homes are being put up still along the lake. You know, bigger homes maybe than there were before. There aren't too many public access places to the lake, but we do have Veterans Park, where the Folger home is, and Miller Road Park, which is right past the power plant, and there's a boat launch there. And one neat thing that we have in Avon Lake, too, is near Veterans Park, is we have the Avon Lake Boat Club. So we have probably, I'm thinking, about 150 boats stored right near the creek there that you can wheel out on a railway. And that is something, too, that's been a part of Avon Lake for about 70 years.
Right. I know you also work at the library. That's
yes.
What you kind of, that's, and what things do they have there? Because a lot of times libraries will house archives from cities or things like that. People are interested in learning more about Avon Lake. What kind of things can they discover there?
Well, we've been collecting, we've been going out there asking for things, which started when I joined the Avon Lake Historical Society, because they met at the library, and then we started working on a book together. And it resulted in us collecting a lot of photographs, which we still do. And that's kind of what started us collecting other things, like you said, archival collections. We have all the Lakeshore Women's Club's records in our collection, right back to the beginning, 1870. We have a lot of other groups that maybe disbanded or gave us their old records. We have the Kiwanis Club's records, five boxes full, and they were founded in 1946. We have the, speaking of Fruhoff, a lady walked in one day with a shopping bag full of scrapbooks and things. That was the Fruhoff Girls Club, which was a social group of people who worked at Fruhoff, and they got together and did fashion shows and had dinners and went bowling at Christmas and things. And that's just a slice of life of our community, but it could be any community in America. And I think these things, though they're not being checked out and read the way some popular book is, they're available, they're there. We put things out to get people interested in learning more about our history.
Because a lot of times you have things you've written in books or maybe sort of a little bit of brief synopsis of what something was. But when you sort of see a picture of a social interaction or something from a timeline, it kind of it sort of cements it in a place, and people can see a familiarity or connection to something like that in their own past, I guess.
Yes, this is a way of living that may be familiar but may be unusual to some people. But should be something even their grandparents or great-grandparents could tell them about. And it's not just the out-of-context link picture. Here's some people wearing funny hats or something. It's like if this was part of a club, here's their minutes. Here's their newsletter. This is a slice of life of all the people who made these things happen because they cared enough to do so. And that is why Heritage Avon Lake exists in many ways, because there are enough people who care to make this happen. Everybody in the organization is a volunteer.
So the reason why they're doing it is because they enjoy it, and they have a commitment to history and also the community for that.
And part of that is just encouraging more people to get involved, because right now I feel like maybe it'd be nice if a few more people were involved, because the people doing a lot of stuff, it kind of gets overwhelming at times, because we've grown a lot, and we're always looking for new members, but also new talent to carry us forward.
So how do people become a member? What's the process for that, or when do you meet, or things like that?
Well, we have programs, usually the second Monday and Tuesday of every month. On the Monday, we have at the library at 1 o'clock. So next Monday at 1 o'clock, there'll be a program in the history of medications. Everybody's welcome. It's free. Tuesday night, we have Kelly Boyer-Segert, who's an author from Lorain County, who written a book recently about the hidden history of Lorain County. And she's going to talk at the Folger Home at 7 o'clock and have copies of her book to sell and sign. And so that's the sort of thing that we do on a monthly basis, as well as our special events. We have board meetings that are on the third Wednesday of every month at the Folger Home. Again, everybody's welcome. But, you know, it's a board, it's business that we have to take care of, so it may not be terribly exciting. But I would encourage you, if you want to become a member, go to our website, heritageavonlake.org. And you can join right from the website, pay with PayPal, and become a member. And I might add that if you have something to contribute, whether it's, you want to help with something, that's another place to go look, because we can tell you about the sorts of things that we need help with. And one thing I'll tell you we need help with is we need a new president next year, because my term is up.
Well, there's always the room for somebody to step up to take over.
And, I hope so.
And continue on with what needs. And maybe they'll get one of those neat T-shirts like you're wearing today. The 200 years Avon Lake T-shirt, which people have been spouting proudly with the logos and things like that throughout the community, too.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, Jerry, we appreciate you.